It is time to bring in Ruth Epstein from the Republican American. Ruth covers our area for the Republican American. You can find her stories in the newspaper or at rep-am.com. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, Marshall. Yes. Must say it's a little nippy out there.
Yeah, it's been, you know, Pat disagrees with me, but it's been an unspectacular winter. But I think that we've had a long stretch of winter weather where it's been 10 degrees in the morning, and it hasn't really topped 40 during the afternoon. So
yeah, but no snow, amazing.
Well, we've had that 1 20-inch storm,
I was talking. Yeah. We had a couple of trees taken down, and the arborist said he really needs snow to protect. You know, it's harmful for the roots not to have this covering. So, I mean, I'm not complaining because I'm not a great snow person, but I guess we could use some for those purposes. And, however, I'm not a meteorologist, so. Not a very busy week this week. Lots of, you know, Zoom meetings, but I'm finding that, you know, lots of small stories coming out of most of these meetings. For example, over in Falls Village, they had a discussion about the assistant town clerk. Poor Mary Palmer is suffering from excruciating back pain, from what I hear, and cannot work. And her assistance line was depleted, so they had quite a conversation on, you know, getting some money back into that, which they have decided to do. The finance board gave the selectmen the okay for now, but they're going to have to see next month how they're going to handle this. And they're also in Falls Village dealing with an IT problem. For Selectman Henry Todd said he's not convinced that their system has a good firewall, and with all this ransomware hacking and stuff, he's concerned, so they're going to get a new vendor for that. So things like that are happening. But and, of course, in Salisbury, they are relooking at that Holly Place complex. The Planning and Zoning Commission got a pre-application look at it the other night and answered some questions. And as you know, this is the one that's the Salisbury Housing Committee is proposing for the Holly Place area up in Lakeville. And they scaled it down a bit because of concerns that were voiced at public hearings last year. And just stay tuned. They're going to be coming in with another application, but they have promised to hold a public meeting to allow all those who have concerns and questions to speak. So that hasn't been scheduled yet, but we'll be on that as soon as it is. Tomorrow we have a meeting on the school calendar. It's going to be an interesting one, as you and I have discussed. All seven boards are going to be meeting simultaneously, and first they're going to have one major board meeting. They're all going to break out into their own groups and then come back in and see if they can formulate a calendar, because, as we know, that's always a an interesting topic.
Well, and the way that they're doing it is, I just interviewed Lisa Carter on it this morning. And it seems the only way they can actually do this, you know, the whole thing about Region 1 is that it's the high school and then all the other schools, and so they have to get together not only with the high school, but then all the other boards. It's a real tedious task.
It is. It's, you know, for all of Region 1 structure, sometimes it's pretty complex. And a couple of years ago, the high school approved it without going out to the boards, and they had to go back again to all the local boards to make sure. And, you know, we've had some issues over when school starts and ends and holidays and so forth. So it's going to be a long night, I think.
Well, they're planning on trying to keep it to 90 minutes.
Good, good. And we'll see what happens. You know, with 49 people getting together, you're certainly going to have some, differing views as to how to what you want on that calendar. Also, this week we have an ABC and middle school sports meeting on Wednesday. And then the Region 1 board is meeting, I think it's tomorrow, too, discussing the assistant superintendent's position. As you know, we have two acting assistants there now in the job, and that was only till the end of this school year, so they've got to figure out what they're going to do. We have 1.2 positions now shared between two teachers, and Lisa Carter had said when she put them in that she would only have one assistant by next year. So how it's going to work, it could be two half-time or what, but it's going to be reduced at least by 0.2, so we'll see what happens. And just comedic-wise, you know, Cornwall has been working on this sewer plant for years, trying to get a proposal before the public on a public sewer system for West Cornwall that needs it pretty badly because of substandard septics and wells. In Danbury, I don't know if people have heard about John Oliver bashing the town, and they gave him a challenge and said, you know, if you stop, we'll give, if you give us money, we'll name the sewer plant after you in Danbury. Well, for Selectman Gordon Ridgway in Cornwall was looking for the same type thing. He's happy to name it after anybody who wants to give money to have the sewer system named after him. So if anybody would like to have that honor, contact the Selectman in Cornwall. So onward we go.
All right,
Ruth. Board of Selectmen and Sharon, right?
Yes.
Yep, on Tuesday.
They're awesome. Meeting. All right, Ruth, stay warm.
I will. I'm going to go out there and get some pictures today. It's time to move out since I haven't been out all weekend. So, but we'll bundle up and get out there.
All right, we'll speak to you next week. Ruth, take care.
You too, Marshall. Bye-bye. Right.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with the Republican American Report here on Robin Hood Radio.